நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sbs.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
நிதேஷ் சாமுவேல் இஸ் அ ரைசிங் ஆஸ்திரேலியன் அண்டர் 19 ஓபனிங் பேட்ஸ்மேன் from New South Wales, known for his heavy run scoring in national championships and selection for the 2026 Under-19 World Cup. Nitesh shares his experience and future goals with me. I am Prabha Maheshwaran.
Vanakkam, Nitesh.
Vanakkam.
Can you tell us about your journey into cricket and what first inspired you to take the game seriously?
I think it started when I was 6 years old. My dad took me to the net with my older brother, and he threw balls at me probably for hours and hours. And yeah, I joined the local club when I was also 7 years old, played under 10s. And I think it was firstly my dad's dream, you know, for me to play a higher level of cricket. And over time, I went into district cricket, played for my district. And yeah, I think I started taking it seriously around when I was 13 years old. I did well in my under-12 district competition, and I was able to make the New South Wales Academy for under-13. So yeah, that's when I realized I can actually take this game seriously and I can actually, you know, play at a high level. And yeah, that was the first moment that really inspired me to take the game seriously. And from then on, you know, just practicing and now, you know, playing great cricket, playing first grade for my district, and hopefully I can get to the next level.
Who were your biggest influences growing up, and how did they shape your development as a cricketer?
I think my biggest influence was my dad. He was the main coach for pretty much my cricketing career. He was pretty much when I was 7 years old, all the way up until now. He's the one who throws balls at me, trains me, you know, helps me improve. So I think he's probably the biggest influence from my career. Also, my older brother was also quite a big influence. Just because he's also had a similar pathway, you know, my dad would train me and my brother. And since like he's experienced a similar pathway, he's someone I can ask questions about when I'm struggling in my own career, whether mentally or whether it be skills or something like that. And there were other influences, you know, my club coaches, my New South Wales coaches also helped me a bit throughout. And also watching players, Virat Kohli, Steve Smith, Joe Root, Kane Williamson, they also helped me shape my development as a cricketer, as I was able to learn from them as well. But it was mainly my dad and my older brother. They were the biggest influences.
You have represented Australia at the under-19 level. What did it mean to you to wear the Australian jersey, and how was that experience?
It was honestly my dream for the last few years to make the Australia under-19 level. And I'll be honest, if you asked me last year, did I have, you know, a high chance at making that, I would have probably said no. I think last year I was playing a lower grade. I wasn't doing as well. And yeah, I think last year was also, I had my year 12 studies, or 2 years ago. And I had a decision to either pursue medicine at Armidale, which is a place all the way in the countryside, 7 hours away from here, or continue cricket. And I thought, why not continue cricket and take a gap year, you know, see if I can make the under-19 Australian team. And yeah, probably the best decision I've ever made in my entire life. And yeah, it means a lot because it kind of shows the hard work I've put in and the sacrifice that I've made, from sacrificing potentially doing medicine and having my like career sorted out. I sacrificed that and took on a blind opportunity. And yeah, I think the Australia under-19 level was a great experience. I really enjoyed it. I think we had a good group of boys as well in our team who really got around each other, wasn't jealous of anyone, and we all like enjoyed each other's company. And I think it was an amazing experience, in my opinion.
So, Nitesh, you don't regret the decision you made?
No, I don't regret it at all, honestly.
You had a standout under-19 national championship. What do you think made the difference in your performance during that tournament?
I think the difference in that under-19 national championship was my mental side. A few years ago, I played the under-17 national championship, and I think I got maybe 150 out of 6 games. And I think the reason was I was so focused on my results. I was so focused on Or I need to impress the selectors. I need to score lots of runs. And I took it so seriously as if, like, if I don't score, my life was over. But now in this under-19 national championship, I think I was definitely hungry for runs, but I wasn't focused so much on the results, but rather just enjoying my batting during each game. And I think the trick for me was I took each game as if it was just a normal game that I was playing back at home in Sydney, as if it was just a normal great cricket game. And that made me just less fixated on the results, on the future, but rather just enjoying the present moment pretty much.
As an opening batter, how do you approach the challenge of facing the new ball and building an innings?
So since I was young, I was always in the top three when I was batting, but I was usually a first order batter, so I would bat number three. But I started opening when I was, I think, 15 years old in this tournament called the Green Shield Tournament. And I did quite well. And, you know, I just continued on opening. I always had the strength of, like, good technique, probably thanks to my dad, you know, just working on my technique. And I also had very good patience. And I think that role, the role of the opening batter just suited me. Yeah, it is definitely a challenge. You're facing the new ball, it's swinging around. You're also like building an innings from the beginning of the whole innings. And I think I approach each ball as its own merit. I don't look into the future of like, oh, what do we need to be 20 overs down the line? What do we need to be? What score do we need to have at the 30 over mark? But rather just, what should I do each ball? What's my process for each ball? So yeah, just looking at, focusing on process rather than the results later on. And I think also, I was not afraid to be patient. You know, the new ball's probably one of the hardest times to bat. So I'm not afraid to leave, not afraid to have a few dot balls, because I know that I can catch up later when they've all bad balls and catch up.
You have already experienced high pressure games. How do you stay composed and perform under pressure?
There's a few reasons how I'm able to stay composed and perform under pressure. I would say one is just playing a lot of games. Like, I've had a lot of experience where I've played a lot of games, and inevitably you're going to have some games where they're high pressure. So eventually, you know, you get used to it. You improve your mental side in those high pressure games. And I think also it's down to my mental side as well, like my mental clarity, my mental calmness. I'm very calm under pressure. And that's because I just take one ball at a time. I don't fixate on the results. I fixate on the process. And being very clear in my mind, understanding what is needed for me to win, like understanding what I need to do each ball to get to that result. So I think for me, it's just the mental side, mental clarity, being very patient, playing to the risk of the game. So let's say we need 30 or 12 balls. I know I have to play a high risk game. But if we maybe 8 wickets down, but we only need a runner ball, I know I can have patience, have a few dot balls, and the boundary ball will come soon. So just playing to the risk and having a good mental clarity and calmness.
What does your typical training routine look like? And what areas are you currently focusing on improving?
My typical training, I would usually have, during the season, I would have 2 days of New South Wales training, which would be around 2-3 hours. And then I would have 2 days of district training, like with Parramatta. And I would also go 1 day with my dad. But now during the off season, I don't really have any district or state training right now. So I think now it's just with my dad, I would do a lot of drills, you know, whether it be drives, cut shots, pull shots, sweep shots, focusing on each drill, playing a lot of balls for each drill, like knuckle down to the basics. And then after that, at the end of the session, do some sidearm, hit ball some spin as well. And yeah, just try like take those drills into the like kind of a match scenario base. And I also want to focus on my bowling. I used to bowl pace when I was young, but up until last year. But then I actually got a few injuries. I got a stress fracture in my back. I got a side strain. And I switched to off-spin. I want to focus on my off-spin. And I also want to focus on my throwing, just improving my fielding in general, but also my throwing, how I can throw quicker, get a better technique. My technique's not very great. So just focus on that.
You have balanced academics alongside cricket. How did you manage both and what challenges did you face?
I think I was able to balance it through my organization. I think every night I would plan my day ahead And I would also make sure I'm not wasting time in the middle of my day. You know, like, I think a typical day when I was in school, especially with my year 12 studies, I would try wake up early, like 6 or 6:30, and do some studying before I went to school, which started at 9. And then school would be from 9 to 3. And then I would have my training, cricket training, from maybe 5 to 8 o'clock. And then after that, I would come home maybe and try also do some study as well and then go to sleep. And just being disciplined as well, that really helped me as well. I think also I made sure that I was working hard and I was also working smart. Sometimes I would work hard, but I wouldn't really do very smart work. I wouldn't do very focused work. So I think understanding I need to do very focused work.
You come from a Sri Lankan Tamil background. Has that influenced your journey or mindset in cricket?
Yeah, it definitely has influenced my mindset and my journey as well. I think because with Sri Lankans, we usually place a high value on study. And yeah, my mom definitely pushed me to study. Also my dad as well. He wanted me to, you know, study very well. And I think that value on study, it resulted in me needing to balance both cricket and studies as well. And I wouldn't say that's a negative thing as well. It was actually a positive thing because it taught me how to organize my time, taught me how to be disciplined. And it didn't really take time away from my cricket as I was still practicing every day, 2-3 hours. I was still going to the gym as well, maybe, you know, for 1 hour. And yeah, I also think as Tamils, you know, parents are quite strict. So it kind of made us more focused and we didn't really have many bad habits because of how strict our parents were. We were more disciplined. We were more driven towards our goals. So yeah, I think my Tamil background, it's definitely affected my journey and mindset in a positive way out there.
What are your goals going forward? And what does success look like for you in the next few years?
So my goals going forward, I actually want to try get a rookie contract. So this is where you train with the state players and you'll get some games for second 11 cricket. That's the level underneath state cricket. And yeah, hopefully if I can get that this year or next year as well. And I also want to do better in first grade cricket. I think this year I was averaging 30 to 32. So I want to push that average higher to around maybe 45 and 50. Hopefully get a few hundreds as well. And I also want to play second 11, hopefully next season. And hopefully in a few years, you know, I want to play state cricket or shield cricket. So that's almost my goals going forward. I also want to make sure that I understand that there's no rush, that I want to take things one at a time. I understand that process is important. I don't want to rush things and, you know, go too high, too quickly and then do bad. I want to take things one at a time. So it helps me as a cricketer and as a person as well.
What's something about you that fans might be surprised to know outside of cricket?
I actually play the piano as well. So I did do a bit of music when I was young. I think my mom got me into piano when I was 4 years old. And I also did long distance running when I was in school. I always had a bit of a gift for, I always had high stamina, but I also, you know, trained it, probably ran in the local park, you know, did some time practice. And I was actually able to win 800 meters in under 13 New South Wales for like all schools competition. So yeah, that was actually pretty cool.
Thank you for your time today, Nitesh. On behalf of SBS, wishing you continued success in your cricket journey.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you very much for interviewing me as well. I really enjoyed it. Nandri Vanakkam.
இது போன்ற மேலும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்க வேண்டுமா? ஆப்பிள் பாட்காஸ்ட், கூகுள் பாட்காஸ்ட், ஸ்பாட்டிஃபை என்று பாட்காஸ்ட் கிடைக்கும் பல வழிகளில் நீங்கள் நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்கலாம்.